Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, A Wonderful Approach Family. This is Mama 7, and this is day 29. Unbelievable. After today, we have one more day. And I'm excited about getting to my one more day. I'm also kind of sad. I'm going to miss everybody as we've been doing this together now. We've been waking up together in solidarity, you know, for 29 days. 29 days I've been dedicating myself to prayers, not just for myself, not for my family, not just for my community, but also for this collective family, this collective community of A Wonderful Approach. And there's this real positive that have come out of this. And I just cannot speak highly enough of the people that are trying desperately to, you know, better themselves, to work on, you know, this challenge, that challenge. This is not no easy task, okay? So I really, really want to commend everybody. Yesterday was a butt kicker. Yesterday, when I finally laid myself down in the wee hours of the morning, said to me, "Well, yeah, you know what's good about day 29? And I said, "What? Tell me something good. What's good about day 29? Spirit said, "It's not day 28. I said, "You ain't never lied. You ain't never lied. Oh, my goodness. Yesterday, outside of day 3, I think yesterday was probably one of the most difficult days. Just difficult, you know, not like there was anything wrong here, wrong there, just difficulties, things that you really had to work on and work through with both hands, you know, couldn't get fancy with it, you know, when you're on the steering wheel and you got one hand on the steering. Nah, it was a 10 and 2 kind of day, you know, because the surprises and the pop-up, it was a real challenge. And I'm glad to be on the other side of this challenge. And I'm glad that, you know, so many of my people are on this side of the challenge, because something about the new day makes things look differently. They may not be that different. You know, when same problem you went to bed with, chances are same problem you woke up with. But the way you look at it can be different. You know, no matter what, you survived it. You know, we're here. We're here day 29. And guess what? We'll be here day 30. You know, that's the thing about this life, is that it keeps going. And so we have to find ways to keep going. We have to find ways to say, okay, you know, this happened. I'm not pleased with it. It's not right. It's not fair. Okay, so what am I going to do from here with that information? You know, am I going to allow it to stop me? Am I going to allow it to create ease within me? Am I going to allow it? Because don't forget, we now know about stress. And that stress show is so important. I think I'm going to have to go back and listen to that my own self. Am I going to allow this to continue to stress me? You know, how many times does this person get to win? You know, you may feel, okay, they won at this time. I was supposed to be doing this. They got me. They won at that time. And every time I think about it, they win. Every time I put energy into it, they win. How many wins does this one situation need? And I guarantee you, this thing that you losing against ain't even thinking about you. You don't know how many people think that I'm their enemy. I'm their competition. I'm like, I don't even know who you are. I don't even know you exist, chick. You know, I have no idea what this is. Why are you here? You know, and that tends to make them matter. But, you know, really, really, though, think about it. Why keep giving these wins over and they don't even count for anything? They don't count. So stop giving them up, okay? Stop letting this person win. Stop letting this person rent out space for free in your head. You know, literally, kick them out of your head. You know, don't keep giving mind space over to people who don't have your best interests at heart, don't know what God said your goals are, your plans are. You haven't, you know, they don't, you don't, you haven't qualified them to be in your head. So let's stop renting out space to other people. All right. I remember that show we did on spiritual confidence with our teenager. And as always, you know what teenagers do, they know just enough to open up that jar, and she let it all come out, you know what I'm saying? And she let us, you know, really have to stop and think about where your spiritual confidence is. How did you get it? How long did it take? You know, and we got to realize it's a process. It's a process we work on every day. And the big thing about that show that I hope everybody got was don't be afraid to start over. If this thing is not working, I've tried, is not, you know, scrap it. Start over. Look at it with a new set of eyes. You know, everybody has a mentee and a mentor. Look at it with your mentor. Say, hey, look, this is what I see. Tell me what you see. You know, let's stop beating ourselves up so much. Man, the world doesn't have to beat us up. We do it for it. Nah. The problem with fighting yourself is that you always end up losing. This is why I don't fight with myself. I'm very loving with myself. I'm very understanding and compassionate with myself. I understand as a human and a very young human, you know, spirits get to live to be hundreds of years old. We might get a good 70 years old and still be able to keep our mental faculties about us, okay? So all of us are young beings. We haven't been here that long. We don't know everything. A lot of us don't come with accumulated knowledge already in our spirit and in ourselves. A lot of times we don't even get serious about this walk and journey to 30, 40 years old, okay? So I am always compassionate with myself because I know, one, my opinion is the opinion that counts, one. And then, two, I might be the first and only person that's going to be compassionate with me, okay? It may be me against the world. And if that's the fact, I need to get me in real good, you know what I'm saying? I need to have my loving thoughts into me. I need to have my loving patience into me because I don't know what the world's going to try to come over here with. Okay? So as we're going through our day, and like I said, yesterday was a doozy. I need more than a Band-Aid to fix what was going on. you know, so as we're getting over yesterday and all of the, you know, kind of harsh revelations that came with it. You know, let's remember, you know, whenever we go through these hard days, I always say, where's the gratitude journal? What are we thankful for? We're thankful that it's day 29, okay? We got one more day after this. And this is a holiday too, you know what I'm saying? For those that are going to celebrate a holiday, I'm going to celebrate me. I'm going to celebrate getting over this fast. And I'm going to celebrate these new understandings in my life. I'm going to celebrate these new positive, loving relationships. I'm going to celebrate. And so as I celebrate this weekend, it's not everybody else's celebration, it's mine. you know, I'm going to be also reflecting and like, okay, well, what did I learn out of this? What did I get out of this? And so I'm going to be putting some pen to paper, you know, finding me a nice little quiet spot, putting pen to paper, and really kind of digging in and understanding more. You know, I felt like God opened up a window for me and allowed me to see more of who I am and what life has, you know, what life has going on. So I feel blessed. I'm also just glad to be out of that forgiveness energy. That forgiveness energy is a rough one. I'll never forget, we did a radio program. It had to be 2 years ago. And we were literally almost fighting on the air, you know, having these heated discussions about forgiveness and how it's hard for certain people, how it's difficult, you know, how it's a weakness. I mean, it was hot. And that discussion, that radio show, it went for, I mean, it had to be 2 or 3 months where every caller that called in said, oh, yeah, and on the forgiveness. And I was like, oh, my God, that was a month ago, y'all. But it was a very real, touchy subject. And so to have it coming up in devotion, and it had the same energy, you know, a very competitive, defensive. It just is rough, y'all. It's just something that we have to do. And then I don't know if you could feel the shift, but maybe for the last week of this, it has been real personal, okay? The lessons have not been the beautiful general lessons that I'm accustomed to, because I can learn from other people. That's wonderful. But lately, Spirit has been making it very personal. You know, Spirit's like, look, this is not just for everybody. This is for you, you know, and everyone around you. You know, we have to really get a grip. Let's go deeper in this. We're not talking surface level stuff. And I as a child of obedience, I said, okay, let's go. And that's what happened. And I'm telling you, I can feel, it's almost like when you, you know, go on an airplane, you can feel your ears pop. That's how deep we've been going, okay? We've been going so deep on this stuff that I have felt my ears pop from reaching new heights, okay? So I want to praise everyone for being able to follow even in the uncomfortable places, okay? I want to encourage you to keep going. I think you have to, like, chew gum or something to make your ears pop, but the air pilot doesn't stop because your ears are popping. They still going, right? So, you know, do what you need to do to adjust those eardrums, but understand, you know, in order for us to reach the goal, we got to keep going, you know. So it's been an interesting challenge. And that's what this is supposed to be. Understand, we are creating an offering for God. And in the process of creating that offering, there's some things that has to happen. There's some changes that we have to do. We have to do our best. We're not going to give God no junk, because God doesn't make junk, and God doesn't expect junk. You know, he wants us to work hard on this. And in case you were coasting along a little too easy, he'll create some little challenges in there. So make sure that you understand it's supposed to be a challenge, you know. And, you know, I know I've gotten my side of it. I've been challenged. I've been tried up. That's how I felt yesterday. I felt tried up. But yet still victorious. For being able to maintain myself, okay? Today, I'm trying not to let the prayer run out on me. So today, we are dealing with women and spirituality. How wonderful. How wonderful. I remember we did the men, had to be about maybe a week ago, maybe 10 days ago. And so now we're dealing with the women and spirituality. And if we could go through the powerful women that has been quoted in all of the religious books. I was speaking to an Arab sister last week, and we were just talking about the great women of Islam, and we were speaking about, you know, how that strong feminine energy has always been there. It's just somehow when we interpret it over here in the United States, the strength of the women is not recorded. The sacrifice of the women tends not to be recorded. And, you know, and so it loses and it kind of dilutes and diminishes women in that particular sector. But truly, it is written into the books. You know, you can see it. It's facts, whether they want to be recognized or not. In all of our religious and spiritual understanding, there are examples, strength in women. You know, we have a whole society within A Wonderful Approach that is dedicated to promoting and upholding the strength of women. A whole nother section, whole nother leg. They didn't even know about it. So, you know, we have wonderful examples of women in spirituality. We have plenty of examples within our ancestry of women that have held up families, held up churches quietly. They've had to do it quietly. You know, they couldn't stand up front. You know, we're just getting to the point where female reverends and ministers are being recognized, and we're just getting to the point where I remember when there was a female imam part of, I think, Nation of Islam starting in Atlanta. We're just getting to the point where the women in these leadership roles are being recognized. So but it's always been there. It just had to be done quietly. It's had to be done under the support, in a supportive fashion, with, you know, husbands and sons and all this other energy, and fathers. But it's always been there. You know, it can't be denied. That today, again, as we're going deeper in this, as we're making this personal, it's like I need you to think about, what are you contributing to the divine feminine body of knowledge? Okay? I saw a post on Facebook, Proud Mama, talking about her daughter and how she, you know, she got to do this, she got to do that, blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay, wonderful. And I thought it was so super cool to see not just herself, but the way she is intentionally building her daughter for this spiritual purpose, right? And I was like, talk about a sacrifice. Talk about an offering to God. Just the work that she's putting into this female child is contributing to the feminine collective that will be part of this spiritual body. You know what I'm saying? So whether it's our actions with ourselves, whether it's our actions with a child, no matter what or how this is coming forward, the examples that we set, what are you contributing to this femininity within spirituality? You know, even for the men that recognized back in the day that women didn't have a voice, but yet still had something to say and listened, that was starting to create the foundations for which women would begin to stand on. So even by listening, by acknowledging, by supporting in a direct or indirect way, that started this foundation. So we all have a level of responsibility in creating and protecting this understanding of femininity and spirituality. Also, a big part of understanding, you know, we're spiritualists, okay? We deal with nature, Mother Nature. You know, we live on this earth, okay? This earth provides our food and shelter. This is one of the biggest feminine entities there is, Mother Earth, okay? And so as long, so even if you may not see a physical female presence that you're contributing to, what about this female entity of the earth? You know, what are we doing to protect, to provide, to nurture our little spot? You know, think about the big earth. So if you can nurture your one little piece, if we can just get everybody to nurture their piece, you know, we're going to the ocean. I can, oh my goodness, I cannot wait. July 11th. Oh my God, we have such a wonderful event planned. It is going to be awesome. Another big feminine energy, the ocean, the birthplace of life, and all that is retained within. What are we doing to nurture that? How are we making sure these spaces are available for us to work in, to build, to create, you know? So as we go through today, I really want everybody to be able to focus on their part in this feminine understanding, even if you're not a female. Your part in maintaining this positive energy of birth and renewal and cleansing, even if you're not a mother. You know, how are we helping this earth continue to birth? Because we're all connected to this earth, and if we don't get our stuff together, we may be looking for another place to live, okay? How are we all going to go to the ocean and pay our respects and be part of, you know, the greatness of the cleansing, and we won't even recognize the sheer awesomeness? You know, it's hard for me to even explain the ocean. It's hard for me to explain the water. You know, water is ancient. You know, water that is here now has always been here. So the rain that falls on us is the same rain that fell with our ancestors. Really? You know, and so it really is so mind-boggling, the energy and the essence of water. Something so simple, something that we take for granted, something we kind of even scoff at from time to time, like, ugh, water, you know. I'm like, no, that's not water, that's elixir, you know what I'm saying? This is medicine. It looks like water because it's clear, but this is the best stuff on earth. And so, you know, we have some female, we have some feminine responsibilities to this earth if we would like to leave it in any level of condition for our children, you know. And at this point, we're going to leave it for any condition for ourselves, you know. We are really tearing up our home in Mother Earth. And so it's like, there's so many things that we need to get together in getting a positive understanding on this divine feminine could greatly benefit us and help to repair some of the hard issues and some of the hard challenges that we have going on, okay? So think about that. Write it down. And if you can't say, I am contributing in this way and in that way, let's look forward. How can you contribute? You know what I'm saying? Can you be part of this cleanup or that cleanup? You know, have you ever thought about, you know, what it would take to start working in nature? You know, working in nature is kind of cleaning up your own mess. You know, how about we do a community cleanup? How, you know, something simple like that is so beautiful. I know there's a spiritual house in Miami, and all of them are little Oshuni people, you know, so they live by the rivers and blah, blah, blah. And their godparent had them in Miami now cleaning a canal, cleaning out a canal. Removing the debris, getting in the canal and just removing the debris, and because that was part of their water work, you know. And if, for those that don't know what a canal is like an alley. That's how it's treated. It's an alley. And so it's like going in an alley and cleaning it. This is where people just dump their stuff, animals would get caught, you know, whatever. And I thought that was the one of the most profound things that I've seen, because, you know, we like to do all the baby kitchen jobs, and we want to be seen doing all the cute things and, you know, decked out in our pretty whites. Though nobody want to be seen in your whites digging trash out of a canal. But that was so profound. You know, that's like a wonderful approach with all of the Oya heads that we have going to a dilapidated cemetery, which I know where one is, and fixing it, you know, putting a bench out there, you know, putting dirt over the graves that have sunk in over time, you know. There's a lot of work to do, family. And so rather than sit back and think, oh, this is for the women, or sit back and think, oh, this is for the mothers, start to think about really your role with this, whether it's the doing the work or supporting those that are doing the work, and think about how you can make some changes so that it can help further the collective. Okay? So I said, I'm not going to run over to prayer. Okay. Women and spirituality. We're getting close to our wind down time. Let's get our journaling caught up, okay? Let's spend some time really reflecting on the things that we learned in this time span. All right? All right. Prayer. Heavenly Father, your infinite love for us has chosen a blessed angel in heaven and appointed him our guide during this earthly pilgrimage. Accept our thanks for such a great blessing. Grant that we may experience the assistance of our holy protector in all our necessities. And you, holy, loving angel and guide, watch over us with all the tenderness of your angelic heart. Keep us always on the ways that lead to heaven. And cease not to pray for us until we have attained our final destiny and eternal salvation. Then we shall love you for all eternity. We shall praise and glorify you unceasingly for all the good you have done for us while here on earth. Especially be a faithful and watchful protector of our children. Take our place and supply what may be wanting to us through human frailty, short-sightedness, or sinful neglect. Lighten, O you, perfect servants of God, our heavy task. Guide our children and preserve until they attain eternal life. Amen.